here at ProMax VDA, an executive producer of the Daily Brief podcast, now available on Spotify. As creatives, we search for inspiration from all over. We are suckers for a great story and exceptional storytellers. Over the past couple years, we have witnessed the rise of the branded content studio. There's never been more diversions or options or entertainment platforms, but that hasn't stopped brands from seeing success in the arena. Today, we're talking branded content with Mark Battaglia. He is the Executive Creative Director of Global Creative and Content Marketing for Marriott International, in charge of creative for the internal agency and content studio for Marriott's 30 brands worldwide, across 5,700 properties in 110 countries and 6 continents. Mark, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Mark, tell us how you got into this creative branded content.
Sure. I mean, well, historically, I've been involved in brand entertainment for probably over 12 plus years, probably before it was even sort of dubbed branded entertainment or branded content. But my background is a film background, and worked with a lot of different types of clients, everything from sports to retail to hospitality. Before coming to Marriott, and was always dabbling in the brand and entertainment content space. It wasn't until I think certain things happened in the industry that really made it where it is today, which is mainly the ability now for brands to self-publish, I think, was a big game changer, and that's really what took it from concept to really now where brands are using as part of their entire marketing ploy.
Mark, what drives you as a creative?
I think there's, with brand entertainment, there's always the challenge of how do you make it, goes without saying, entertaining and effective for an audience that they're going to want to watch this no matter who it is, bring it to them. So the idea is that fine balance of meeting the business objectives that you're trying to do and still entertain an audience and add value to their time. And so there's a natural built-in challenge that I think doesn't exist with maybe typical storytelling where it's just really about entertaining. So in this case, you really have to keep a balance on the two and make sure you're checking off both of those areas. And I think that's what makes it so interesting. And from the standpoint of asking yourself the basic question at the end of the day, would I watch this? Would I engage with this? And if you can't answer that question, then it's probably not the right content.
Right.
It sounds really simple, but you would be amazed how sometimes that test really comes through in a room when you just have to really be honest with yourself, your team, and with the brand.
And how do you go about creating a team that's on the same page with you?
So the Marriott Content and Creative team is about a little over three years old, and it's made up of a lot of really interesting different backgrounds, and I think that was kind of the genius of the company itself of really making sure they're putting the right people into the right place here. So a lot of the backgrounds are everything from technology to editorial journalists to filmmakers, storytellers. So it really is a good eclectic mix of folks who understand first and foremost storytelling at its core, but then also kind of have that marketing brain that they can apply to it to make sure it's actually effective storytelling. So the group is a small but mighty group, kind of we call ourselves, but fundamentally it really is made up of the right skill sets. And I think that's key with any creative content group is getting that right mix of people in there. And sometimes it does require, going out of house and finding those entertainment, media, journalist type personalities and backgrounds to make sure you're doing it justice.
And with the storytelling, you guys have created Storybooked, which is a short form documentary series chronicling the travels of four creatives in search of creative inspiration, which everyone that goes to ProMax VDA conference, they are in search for creative inspiration. It's like, where do you find that creative inspiration?
To be in a city where I'm not in control, it brings up emotions that I might have never had before.
This year, Marriott International followed four artists, each embarking on a personal journey to create original pieces of work inspired by their destinations.
Can you talk about Storybooked and how that came about?
Sure. a big piece of what we do here and really the lifeblood of the company is our loyalty programs. And we have, you know, three loyalty programs here. Part of our objective every year and part of the objective with this particular project was how do we do storytelling around the benefits of membership, but more so how do we celebrate our members and really give purpose to travel and how they can see a tangible way of how being a loyalty member really kind of plays a role in their life and in their own travel. So from the story perspective, we wanted to approach it with a little bit of a heart and soul, not so transactional as what's the benefit from a transactional standpoint of being a member, but really what is the sort of emotional connection of being a member in the world's largest loyalty program from a travel perspective. So we looked at it as, what are the reasons people travel? You know, what does travel do to you emotionally? And really kind of started with that core question and wanted to paint that picture first and foremost. And then through that story, hopefully celebrate our members, but also inspire other people to want to travel and pursue their personal passions as well. I think how we looked at it as, you know, getting back to then that checking off that business objective, you know, the idea was to really pull you in, you know, make you feel like you're in these places through the sound design, through the cinematography, through the narrative, care about these people, which is key. You have to actually care about these members and what they're doing and why they're doing it. But at the end of the day, kind of see yourself at the end of the story, too, to be like, well, hey, I've always wanted to go do X, or I have a passion to go do something. And by, you know, subconsciously saying, look, we are everywhere with our 30 brands and the power of our loyalty program, we truly can empower you to go do these things around the world on a global scale.
Right. I looked at your website and saw one of the videos and I was like, oh my God, I want to go paint. I want to travel and find my inspiration.
That's good. That is the big takeaway point there is, again, that inspiration element. It's not so much of banging you over the head of, hey, sign up now. It really is about first and foremost building a relationship with you to inspire you. And then really start to see the benefit of being a loyalty member through that storytelling lens.
We all live in a beautiful world where all these colors and life is so wonderful. Why don't we blend all that together?
I'm hoping to see a continual thread and legacy between the ancient and contemporary worlds.
Connecting with someone who doesn't speak English through a smile, through the use of color. Such a beautiful reminder that we're all here together and we're human to human and there's no need for words.
Now, how did you guys go about doing it or balancing out, you know, Marriott International with this beautiful story and not making it feel like a sell? Because it doesn't feel like that at all. It feels like, oh my God, I need to go travel.
Yeah, and I think that's, well, first, thank you for saying that. That's the big part of the objective. But I think that gets back to, like, one of my earlier comments about, you know, asking yourself around the room, would I watch this? You know, do I care? Would I engage with this? And again, if you're watching the content or you're creating the idea and you can't answer that question honestly, then you got to rip the paper up and really start over again. And so for us, it really was about, again, capturing that idea of inspired travel and what does travel do to you. And at the same time, we have a pretty, you know, forward-thinking, savvy group of people here in our leadership as well as our brands. You know, everyone kind of really understands the role of content marketing and branded entertainment. So you are coming at it from a standpoint of put the character first, put the story first. Don't get caught up talking about yourself. You know, if you start to really kind of put the brand or the features and benefits as the center stage, you're going to turn off a big chunk of your audience right from the very beginning. I mean, there's a place for traditional advertising. There's a place for really sales marketing. All those things have big spots within the ecosystem of a customer journey. But from a brand and entertainment and content marketing standpoint, you've really got to stay focused on that entertainment and value proposition. You're giving me your time. That time is valuable. I don't want to misuse it or come at you in a really inauthentic way where you're not going to engage with my next piece of content.
Mark, you talk about how your team is diverse. Can you talk about how each of their diverse elements created, storybooked?
Sure. So the straight sort of forward answer is, you know, we have a content studio, and it kind of might be worth just going up a layer from that question, that we're made up of several different groups where we all kind of touch everything. So we have our content studio group, which is in essence creating that story, that narrative. They're physically going out. We're going out. We're producing the actual, you know, episodes themselves. We're coming up with different format ideas. Is it long form? Is it short form? Is it, you know, scripted, unscripted comedy? You know, where does it live at? What digital platform are we going to be distributing this through? And all that affects the storytelling component. Then we also have editorial, which we call Marriott Traveler, and that's our editorial platform. And that's much more kind of a journalistic approach. So they played a big role by creating the articles about the typical, about the series itself, but really dove deep into the members and the artists themselves. We have another group called MLive, which is our real-time marketing team. And that's really all about connecting to you in a real-time nature and finding those stories that you can sort of jump in the zeitgeist of social in a real-time manner and be a part of an authentic conversation. And then we have a design studio, which sort of serves as really an internal creative agency. And they really touch this piece as well from a look and feel standpoint of collateral material. So it's all those groups really work well together, and they kind of surround an activation or a content launch like this. Outside of that group, we also have a group called Buzz Marketing, which is really kind of our events team and our activation team, and they put on a heck of a launch party and a premiere at Art Basel this year down in Miami. So we try to think at it from all different angles of not just a content series, but how do all these other pieces and parts kind of play if you're looking at it from, again, as a media entertainment company would look at it, or a studio would come and kind of look at it from that content perspective.
And then, Mark, Marriott International did a unique media buy with Spotlight. Can you talk about that as well?
Sure, yeah. It's the media buy itself, I wouldn't say it was groundbreaking, but what we liked about this particular media buy, and I think it was close to over 70 different markets around the country, that it was really a smart and strategical buy for the content. It matched and married the content really, really well. And what I mean by that is these are really short films. They're short narratives and short documentaries unto themselves. It's a little bit of a lean-back experience. So we wanted, again, make sure that part of our media mix was sort of celebrating that cinematic film approach. So what we did is we went ahead and did a media buy through those various markets around North America, and the documentaries played before the actual theatrical movie played in each of those markets. And I think each episode shifted at a certain timeline. So episode one would do a run through, and then we would do episode two as a run through in the various markets. But it just matched the feeling and the overall environment really well. And again, kind of got back to that, pushing that sense that these are films. You know, that first and foremost, these are films. And part of that mix should be a sort of a theatrical experience.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk about how Storybooked fits into Marriott International's larger content strategy and how the creative for this content series came together.
Sure. I think, and I mentioned this before, but, you know, our thinking is always how we put the consumer first in all of our content and all of our creative development. So, again, not talking about ourselves, but really letting their stories do the talking for us. And from a strategical component, this is really getting back to the thinking of two core principles. One, we look at ourselves as a travel company, and I know it sounds crazy for, you know, a hotel company to say, you know, we're a travel company, but that really is sort of the mantra, you know, of our company. And when you start to think in those terms of being a travel company, and not just a hospitality company, you really do start to think about how content plays into that, how experiences play into that, and how that whole customer journey kind of happens. So if you think of all the reasons why people travel, culinary and music and art, purposeful travel, all those reasons, we can kind of capture all those stories and really, again, put the member, put the guest at the forefront, and then create and celebrate all those passion points of why people travel. Not so much, again, from our perspective, saying stay in this room, stay at this particular brand, but it really is about inspiring you to go out and do this. And then you naturally have that emotional connection to who we are and what we do. So from that standpoint, it really is about looking at ourselves as a travel company. And then the second point is we look at ourselves as a media company as well, in the sense from a distribution standpoint. And that definitely plays into our strategy of how we create content. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have over 100 plus million members around the world. We have hundreds and thousands of TV screens in our rooms around the world, our in-room networks. We have our social channels, YouTube channels, our app, our editorial platform, all ways in which we can push out content to the guests and to the consumer. So when you look at that and you add it all up, we're a pretty powerful media company in that sense. So that really ladders up, again, into the strategy of how we create content as well, too, making sure that we are thinking like a media company, executing like a travel company, and then making sure all that kind of wraps back to our business objectives.
Their stories illustrate a shared human experience and bridge our differences with a common universal language through art. In turn, they reminded us all of the power of travel. These are their stories.
The more you travel, the more you get to define who you are in a way.
Now, Mark, did you guys specifically choose Japan, Italy, Spain, and Peru for these stories? And if so, why?
Yes, that was a conscious decision. We looked at really from a market perspective of, one, wanting to make sure we were looking at different regions and telling different stories, but also to give a different breadth of the brands as well. You know, we had great properties and brands in those certain markets. We had great stories that already existed. So in other words, these members already had a reason they were going there. They had a story that already connected to that particular region. So we had about 7 or 8 different check boxes that we wanted to hit, and part of that was region. But at the end of the day, like everything we do, it gets back to the story. It gets back to the why do I care? And for us, it was really about what's the purpose of why this person is going there, and then let's reverse engineer the decision-making from there. But let's make sure, first and foremost, we have a really strong, compelling story as to why the person is traveling to there. So it's just not a, hey, I want to go sit under the palm tree and have a drink. But these were all really about trips these people were taking that had a deeper emotional meaning for them. And that's kind of really where we started.
I mean, I feel like everybody is searching for inspiration, and it's like, find your inspiration.
And I think like you hit it right there with this idea of we kept using the term universal language. You know, could we create a story-driven series that everyone could relate to, that whether you're an artist or you don't think you have a creative bone in your body, but you can still kind of relate to this pursuit of passion, you know, no matter what it is, and going and finding this inspiration and coming back and really wanting to express yourself. And so that's why in a lot of our different conversations, we use that term, you know, universal language, you know, a story that globally people can really connect and relate to.
And you guys talk about creating a story without language and connecting with an audience. And you guys definitely do that. And especially with an audience that has a low attention span, you have to get their attention right away or else they're on to the next.
Yeah, and that's definitely, you know, the idea, again, what we were kind of, you know, looking at and going for with this. And I think at the end of the day, you know, content marketing is really all about, in a nutshell, is creating that emotional connection to an audience. And getting them to, you know, look and maybe shift the perception of the brand differently or look at that brand differently. And I've always said, you know, if we can connect to folks emotionally, which is kind of what you were just sort of alluding to and talking about, pulling you in first and foremost with that story, then I've always kind of said personally, you don't buy things from strangers. You buy things from people you know. And although, again, we're not directly selling you anything in this piece, We are obviously wanting to connect with you. And once that relationship's established through brand entertainment or content marketing, we feel that then there's an open door for us now to go back and really start to develop that relationship with you on much more of a later down the funnel transactional level. But first and foremost, we gotta know each other, you know, before we just start buying things from each other. And that's really part of this top of funnel building relationship approach.
Mark, I know we touched on this earlier, but can you go in more depth about the shift from traditional ad spend to branded content, creating story-driven owned content to better reach younger consumers in an entertaining and inspiring way?
Yeah, I think for us, it's no secret that, you know, this is a day and age of ad blockers, and it's a day and age of, you know, there you have the pre-rolls, and you have content that is before, in the middle, and after stories. And I think, again, like I said, everything is part of the greater mix. There's not a one silver bullet to reach audiences. You have to kind of use all the tools you have, including traditional, non-traditional marketing. And those tactics have very, very key moments throughout the funnel. But for us, we know the shift. There's a shift that's taking place in the sense that a younger audience, and I wouldn't say a younger audience, you know, we say millennials, and it's more of a mindset than it is even an age. I think that's key to kind of keep in mind, that this mindset of, you know, wanting to have, you know, value for your time and wanting to look at brands in a different way of like-mindedness. You know, I want to be able to connect to that brand in a like-minded way. That's all content marketing plays a big, big role, you know, in building that world and creating that. I think for us, a mantra that we really go by is to really, you know, be the story. You know, rather than sort of inserting ourselves into the story, whether that's, you know, like I said, through a before, after, or during the story, but can we create the story and become the story that our audience is genuinely interested in? And when you hit that magic spot of where you're actually creating the stories themselves and you're building that relationship with the audience and there's an expectation of your audience to deliver a certain type of content that's going to be really value-driven for them, and that's really the area where content marketing, brand entertainment starts to soar. And I also think part of leading to that sort of shift now and people seeing that, okay, there's definitely value with this thinking and approach. And obviously it's been going on for years now, and brands are dedicating entire teams and groups to this. But I just see overall going forward, I even wonder, because the lines are becoming so blurred, it's just going to become storytelling in general. I just think marketing and storytelling and advertising are all going to kind of start to just become one thing in our sort of in our world, in which we're all approaching it from the same mindset. I don't think there's going to be these factions anymore that are going to separate things just because things are moving so fast into. You're going to have all these things as part of your arsenal.
Mark, can you talk about how we are all growing as one unit? There's no longer just broadcast network and, you know, branded content, but how we're all growing as one.
Yeah, I think part of that is, I mean, I can use a, you know, great example right now. I mean, I'm getting ready to leave for Sundance tomorrow, which traditionally has always been a film festival geared towards buyers and sellers of content coming in mainly for entertainment and media companies and consumer-facing type studios. But we're a brand and we're attending it. And there's many brands that are going there as well. And I think that's a real indicator that because audiences have changed, great storytelling is great storytelling, no matter who's making it or where it's coming from. And I think that's what's really been shifting things into this area, that you have brands and you have folks out there doing really good storytelling, and audiences are connected to that no matter what. So that stigma of a brand making a movie or a short film or a documentary isn't existent the way it was years ago. There was a huge stigma on that, and that's not really a barrier nowadays. So you have a lot more brands who understand, in order to connect with audiences, they need to look at the entire portfolio of what's out there. And that includes films and, like I said, shorts and docs and series and digital series and influencer strategies. All those things weigh in. And I think as that entire portfolio has opened up and has made more and more sense for brands, you see everyone starting to play really, really well together. And that includes everything from the content creators to studios to distributors to media companies to brands. And you see folks in these worlds around the table a lot more than they ever have been before. Because it really now is getting down to premium content, premium quality content, and then making sure we're hitting the right audiences with that content and having the same mindset as a studio does when they create something, the same way we're thinking about the way we're creating something as well. So all those players are playing together as we speak, and they have been now for several years, and it just is really exciting because it's everything from co-production to IP to licensing to – it just opens up the door a lot now to what we can be doing, all of us in the industry together.
Mark, I know you're real into VR and AR. Can you talk about how you're using that technology into your stories and your content?
Yeah, I mean, we're honestly technology platform agnostic. We look at everything. We've done some stuff in VR without a doubt. I think it in you know, Snapisodes and different platforms, comedy, scripted, like I said, long form, short form, there's nothing we won't look at as far as a platform goes, and it's really up to us to constantly stay ahead of all that. But I've always said, you know, a dud is a dud. You know, a dud on Snapchat is a dud on, you know, any other platform too. So it really doesn't, we always try to stay conscious. Let's not chase the platforms, because as you can see, even this past weekend, you know, Facebook tweaked their algorithm, and that sent, you know, people and alarm bells everywhere from brands. So you can get in a pretty dangerous spot, you know, if you're always just chasing that dragon. I think for us, we're looking at, again, and I know I sound so repetitious when I say this, but start with the story first. What is a story? Is it a great story? Is it something your audience is going to be really interested in? Is it something you can build a community around that cares about it? And then you look at, okay, what is the right piece of that story to put on this platform? What's the right version of this to put on that platform? And really be picky about and selective about how you're doing it, depending on whatever your objectives and audience objectives are you're trying to meet. But we dive into everything, and I think it's exciting to see what's happening. But I also think that there has to be a little bit of a pause button and make sure you're doing something for the right reason rather than it's just the sexy thing right now.
Yeah, but I think an audience can see that. If it's not true, then and they feel like they're being sold to, they will gravitate away from that. But if something is real, they know it. If they feel passion and the inspiration, they'll go towards that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point. You know, trust is huge for what we do, more so I would say than, you know, say an entertainment genre or something like that. As a brand, trust is gigantic for us. And from a content marketing and brand entertainment standpoint, trust is our lifeblood. We live off that trust with an audience. If I send you a bad piece of content, you and I now don't have a trust. And you very well could turn us off. And that's a huge, huge thing that we're very aware of all the time when we're distributing our content and being super conscious of that, you know, to make sure that we respect that trust and we're building that trust. So I always say, you know, some of the best decisions we've ever made as a group has been saying no. And you have to kind of have that lens, too, to be able to say no to certain things just because at the moment in a conference room it makes sense or it might meet X, Y, and Z. You have to really, again, think like the audience thinks and say, okay, if I got this or if I, you know, saw this in my feed or I clicked on this, would I be, you know, is this feel just way too over the top or does this showing that does the brand even get who I am? So that trust is really ingrained in everything we do.
Mark, can you tell us how we can find out more about Storybooked and all the great things that you are doing at Marriott Internationals?
Sure. Yeah, I would very happy to make a plug. You can see the series at members.marriott.com, and all four episodes are there, as well as on our editorial platform, which is Marriott Traveler. And there's a whole section there, Storybooked, that's a dedicated Storybooked from an article and a video standpoint. And then as far as from the big picture, what creative and content marketing is up to here at Marriott, I'll do the old wait and see. We've got a lot of awesome things planned for 2018. We are in the kitchen right now, cooking up a ton of different things right now, what we're looking to launch. But a lot of the different areas that we're obviously looking at, excited about, is what we can be doing from a culinary standpoint, sports standpoint, with our partnerships that exist out there, as well as, again, looking at a part two of our storybooked franchise series. So a lot of exciting things that are right over the horizon that will be coming out very soon, and it's exciting times.
Oh, just one last thing. My son is 5 years old, and when I was looking at the content, I was like, wouldn't it be great if I could put on the VR glasses and he can travel the world and we can teach him about different parts of the world because he's there? It could be like a history lesson for him.
As a museum goer, I became totally fascinated with ancient Inca civilization in Peru. I mean, they didn't have a written language, and so there's such dense visual iconography as a result. When you walk down a street of a foreign land and, you know, meet these faces eye to eye that maybe have all the different shades and sizes and types and socioeconomic backgrounds that you might perceive, like, there's this feeling like, oh wait, we're all in this together.
So you should come to our next brainstorm meeting. I will invite you, because you're right up the alley with all the stuff that we're always throwing up on the wall.
Oh, I would love it. And I was so inspired. And I'm not saying that just because you guys are on the show. I really was truly inspired to, you know, go do some traveling. And I thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Really enjoyed the time spent here.
Mark Pataglia. He is the Executive Creative Director of Global Creative and Content Marketing for Marriott International. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you.
Paige Alpiniak is Editorial Director of Promax BDA. LaFern Cusack is Executive Producer of the Daily Brief Podcast and Senior Producer at Promax BDA. Video Helper provides the music. Digital Producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and Social Media Coordinator Kristen Craig contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A. Follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack and follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. And you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and now on Spotify. Thanks for listening.